Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Hello? Someone? Oh, thank every god. Please, please, I've been tied here for hours. I've no idea where I am and no one has...
Silence.
Your grace, God forgive me.
Do you not understand simple words, girl? Silence, I say. Good. Now, let me take a look at you.
Please, please.
Perfect specimen. Just as I hoped. You, gypsy girl, are just what I need to secure my plan.
What?
Your hair is right. Skin a little dark, but not enough to make a difference. Even your face suits hers. Oh, do stop your whimpering. You should be honored to serve your queen in such a manner.
Please. What are you doing? Why am I here? I've done nothing wrong, spoke no harmful word, performed no terrible act. Why am I chained here?
If I explain, will you finally still your wagging tongue? I'd gag you, but I imagine your mouth will form an important part of this ritual.
I will be silent.
Then heed me, for I will say this but once. You have been chosen. Selected for your physical attributes as well as your more unique ones. Or lack thereof. Now, eat this.
But...
Do as I say or regret it. Though that little foreign vermin may have married my son, I am queen. I am queen, and I will not be ignored.
Yes, of course. But look, she swoons. Is she unwell? What has happened?
They are here, just as I commanded. And you, foolish boy, what took you? She resisted the drug. Well, you are both here now. You are good for something at least. What's that? She struck you.
Oh.
So she does have a little fire in her after all. Oh, and you bleed. No, I don't care. You are here, and so is she. That is all I need. Now, stand in that corner and remove your clothing. We haven't much time.
What? Your Grace, I think...
You think? You think? Stupid girl. My title is Your Highness, and no, you do not. You have neither the wit nor the capacity to produce any thought I may yet care about. Skyclad and vulnerable on my altar, you have no idea.
Please. Please, I don't understand.
Oh, have no fear. I'll explain. At least one person will know the brilliance of my plan, even if she will be unable to speak of it. My son needs an heir. The kingdom needs an heir. While I need puppet. That girl, that foreign upstart, though she may not seem such, has strong and ancient magic at her disposal. It lies dormant in her blood, but it exists.
Magic.
Her belly already swells with child, a creature destined to carry both her blood and mine. Rich, powerful, and mighty.
Magic.
Yes, girl. You appear shocked as I am irritated. Then maybe you'll not need much convincing to assist me. Though you have little choice in the matter.
Magic is outlawed.
Correct.
By your own decree.
Though only to ensure no other purveyor of the arts should rise to topple me from my rightful place at the head of the kingdom.
But...
Interrupt me again, and I shall remove your tongue.
Yes, your Majesty.
Good. Boy, prepare your filly.
What? Wait a moment. Wait. Oh, no, please. Please, what is this?
My son will study right here. Right now. And with a little help from my own magic, you will conceive a child free of any magical blood. But mine.
That's where you fail, Your Grace. I am Gypsy. Born outside the boundaries of your kingdom, I and the rest of my people are full of magic.
Side boy. Look at you. So righteous and proud, so sure of yourself. You truly believe I haven't thought this through? That there is any angle, thought, or possibility I have not yet considered? I chose you, girl, because you have no magic.
What? How can you?
Yes. I know. You, of your entire clan, are the only one to be born without magic. Without even the smallest trace of talent in your bones. You are as weak and useless as I am powerful and beautiful. And that makes you perfect. With no magic, you are helpless to my charms and spells. I shall take the child you conceive today. I shall draw it from your body and trade it with that of the wannabe queen. The magic-bearing child I will pass into your body to deal with at a later date.
What? No! No.
Yes, girl, and there is nothing you can do about it. Sometimes I surprise even myself with my genius. Now, son, continue to prepare her while I do the same to this foreign pretender.
Please, please, my king, don't do this. You mustn't do this. Please, I have been ever loyal and faithful. Would you truly do this to me? An innocent. But you do. You have the power to stop her. If only you choose.
Stop me. Again, you underestimate my ability to outthink and outmaneuver you. You believe that sweet treat I gave you earlier was a gesture of kindness? No, girl. A drug. A powerful aphrodisiac, which even now works upon you. Soon, you'll have no choice but to follow through with my plan.
I can't allow you to use me this way.
This drug will drag your most primal and foul desires to the fore. Fight them and face madness. Satiate them, and you may live to tell it.
No, please. Your Highness, my king, just take your hands from me and walk away. But you must. Before we both act in a manner we later regret. Yes, I do. I feel it too, but we can fight it. We must fight it. Oh, the heat of it. My skin is all aflame.
Her voice grates on me. Silence her while I complete my spells.
Oh, my king, you taste incredible, like nothing I've ever. Please let me taste you again.
Oh yes,
my king. Yes, my Highness. Touch me. Yes, please. Oh, touch me all over. Just the tip of your tongue against me, so good. Oh, pound away this burning in my flesh and save us both. Yes.
That's right. And as your pleasure ebbs, so too my spell reaches its peak and falls slowly away. Yes, girl. You have done a great service to my son and the kingdom. You will be remembered. Only by me, perhaps. But that is enough.
But my body, I still feel the fire. The burn for more. I need more. I thought I would now be free of the drug.
Maybe I gave you too much. Well, no point in wasting what we have. Son, take her again. In fact, take her as many times as you wish.
Oh!
She will not be leaving anytime soon, and I see you still have some tension to work through.
What?
Oh, do not deny that you want my son. You cannot fool me. I see your eyes grow wide, your lips become moist.
Oh.
I see your chest heave and your thighs quiver at the thought of it once more within you. Consider this my thanks for a job well done. He will take you again and again and again until you are both spent and my spells are complete. After that, we shall speak once more. For now, farewell. Enjoy your evening.